I'm William.
I'm David.
And I'm Audrey.
And we are Walter Hoop.
And you're listening to Wellspring Podcast, brought to you by Walter Hoop, a Cincinnati performing arts company.
I'm going to be real with you. This was a monster of a project for us, and a lot of people volunteered a lot of time to bring this to life.
So if you like this podcast, please know that this took a lot of work to do. We are a small company. Please share it with your friends. You can't imagine how much that means to us. And if you really love it, donate at our website, walterhoop.com.
So, without further ado.
Date, 7-10-22. Time, 2109. Location, 41.103 by -85.249. Investigation, Wellspring. Interview subject, Damon Kramer, Ox Corporal at Wellspring, 7th tier. Abandoned post the night of the incident. Reporter, Vay Tomlin. Reporter's note, second attempt at contact.
Unbelievable.
Damon, hi. Where? I thought we were going to meet at the bridge at 6.
Yeah, well, I changed my mind. So, you know, you can leave now.
Wait, Damon, look, I know you're reticent to talk about this.
Do you even hear yourself? Reticent to talk about it? What the hell does that even mean? You can read my testimony. I mean, it's been around for 20 years. Shouldn't take you that long to find it.
Damon, you know I've read it. I think it's important that we hear your side of the story, you know, without the pressure of the whole, you know, the whole justice system on you.
They acquitted us. All of us. You got that? No reason I gotta talk about it ever again.
They did. I know they did. But it seems to me that those who were really to blame, not the 7th tier guys like you, it seems to me they were never really brought to justice.
And what? You want me to snitch? I had a life sentence hanging over my head, and I didn't crack.
And I'm sure that those you covered for were very appreciative.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well?
You got some nerve, you know? You think you've read up on my file? You know a thing about me? Yeah, screw you, kid. I'm not going through this again.
Damon, wait. I know all the trouble you've been going through. The debt, the unemployment, the problems with your family. I know they're because of Wellspring.
You don't know anything about me. You think you can buy me off for a couple hundred bucks? You think I need your charity? You know, you're pretty good at that.
Good at what?
That weepy look.
Weepy look?
Yeah, like this poor asshole. Too dumb to know he's part of the machine. Disposable. Just doing what they tell him to do. Mindless. But you know what, sweetie? I know what the hell I've done every step of the way. I've got loyalty to no one but me.
Damon, I wasn't giving you any type of look.
Oh, don't play dumb. Wellspring ruined my life. You know it, and I know it. They brought us in at the 11th hour and then hung us out to dry.
And I want to understand your side of the story.
My side of the story? Okay. A big old facility is constructed in the desert to hold 10,000 detainees. And us Ox guys were sent in to put a band-aid on a minefield. Nobody knew what the hell they were doing. None of us were given any orders. Some people died, and now those things are living among us. Happy?
Damon, you know that's all public record.
Really? Oh, well, I thought you wanted to hear my take. Well, that's it. Understand this, detective. You're not here to save my soul. You aren't my confessor. You want to use me just like Wellspring did. Hear my side of the story and then tell the world how much of a fascist dirtbag I am.
No, that's not what
Then why, detective? What's so important that you have to drag my sorry ass back out through the dirt?
I have information that...
Information? Every time. You aren't the first reporter to come snooping around, and you won't be the last. You're no different than the rest.
I know you saw it.
Saw what?
The child. I need to talk to you about the child at Wellspring.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't want to, Damon, but you can trust me. I just want to bring to light what really happened at Wellspring.
Why? What do you care?
I'm connected to the facility just like you are. Your life hasn't been the same since that night everything blew open. Neither has mine.
Don't do that. Don't act like you get me, like you understand.
No,
I lost my parents that night.
Oh.
It's okay. I'm okay, but so many of those impacted by Wellspring aren't. And that child, the child I know you know about, could help rectify so many wrongs of the past 20 years.
See? See, just like that. God, you really are all the same. Maybe I know about some kid. Maybe I don't. But I'm not telling you anything just so you can use it in your little article. Put that kid in danger. No way.
Damon, I don't want to put the child in danger. Not at all. Don't you want to know what happened to it?
I think about that kid every goddamn day. You don't think I worry about what happened to it? Every damn day.
Then help me understand what happened.
300.
300?
Yeah. For 300, I'll talk. Tell you what I know.
Okay, yes, I can do that.
And if you find out what happened to that kid, I want to be the first to know.
Done.
Okay. You recording? I'm only going to tell you once.
Got it.
Me and my detachment were dropped at the perimeter checkpoint at 0100. From there, a dozen HC2s split us up and carried us the rest of the way to the facility and to our various assignments.
What was yours?
See, that was the thing. None of us knew until we got to the assignment. I mean, even then, most of us didn't know the specifics. Hell, I didn't even know the ROE if it came to that, which you know, of course it did.
Where did they bring you?
Me and a few other guys were brought to the west side of the facility where the loading docks were. And I mean, coming up on this place, huge, man. Biggest building I've ever seen. And locked up like a fortress. It was secret back then, so who knew what we were going to find in there?
I've only seen pictures.
Yeah, don't do it justice. Anyway, we're shoved onto the loading dock, and there are a couple of uniforms up front, surveying us, like real stick-up-their-asses. Anyway, they're busy talking about something, so being the impatient smartass that I am, I stick up my hand and ask, anyone around here know where a guy can get a sandwich?
You said that?
Dumbest thing I've ever said in my life. And one of those officers, big guy, bigger than me, just turns to me, and I think, shit, I've just made a huge mistake. And he says, what's your name, Corporal? And then, before I know it, two more guys have me by the arms and are dragging me forward. And this is the part I can't get over.
What?
Well, I see the big guy look over at his buddy, and this smile just slides across his face. Like, yep, this is the one. Like, they're offloading some shit on me. Like, everything that happened afterwards came down from that moment.
You mean you were just in the wrong place at the wrong time?
The whole thing was the wrong place at the wrong time. There was no right place and right time at Wellspring. I think back to all the choices that led me to that room that night, and damn, I'd change any one of them in a second.
Not that I don't want to interrupt, but what does this have to do with the child?
I'm getting there, shit. You have to understand the context, okay? It was a messed up night.
Sorry.
Anyway, long story short, my big mouth gets me a one-way ticket to the shitter, and this big guy tells me to come with him into the facility. So of course, I follow. And you know, that was the first moment that night I thought I was gonna die.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we didn't even know what we were there for. So my mind was running wild. Like, this may be a detention center, but maybe it's a detention center for us. You know? Like when you make a misstep, they send you to Wellspring to be, you know, disposed of. I don't know. The paranoia was real, though.
Did this officer then take you to the child?
Yes. Sort of. It was like a nightmare maze in there. So I didn't know where we were. And after what felt like hours, we stopped outside this massive door. How he knew to stop at that one and not any of the hundreds of identical ones we passed, I don't have a clue.
Do you know the name of the officer?
No. No idea. Never identified himself.
Did you see him at the hearings?
No. No, I didn't. None of the top brass were brought before those courts. Just us sixth and seventh guys. So, you know, real win for justice that day.
What was behind the door?
Right. So the big guy opens the door, and inside the room are two men, two women, and the child. Little squirrely thing, just in its mother's arms.
Was it a boy? A girl?
I don't know. They shaved its head, and I only got a good look at it later when all hell had broken loose. So, I don't know. What I can tell you is that Warden Ford himself was in that room. So you can best believe that I knew I was in the shit then.
Wait, Jack Ford was there?
Yeah. The damn king of Wellspring himself was inside. And as the door swings shut behind me, he looks over and nods. And I stand at attention. But he doesn't even acknowledge me beyond that. Just goes back to the women. Clearly, something was going down, and my dumbass is standing awkward as hell in front of the door, looking for some clue as to why the hell I'm here.
So what happened?
As I'm standing like an ass, Ford takes out this little case from the table and opens it. Inside's a syringe, a vial of something, and he gestures to one of the women, the mother, like, give me the child.
Did she?
We didn't have time to get that far. Before I know it, the alarms are going off all around, and everything breaks into chaos. Ford lunges for the child, the women are fighting him off, and the other guy, poor guy, he was the blessed interpreter, just shouting, stop, stop, in some nonsense language, and me, I just froze. Couldn't hear myself think over the noise.
Did Ford do something to the child?
He pushes the mother out of the way and shoves the kid under one arm. Then he draws his pistol out and shouts, get out and I'll let it live. And we're all frozen then. Except the mother, who turns to me and starts saying something in her language, just like nonsense. I don't know, the interpreter is saying something, but Ford says, Corporal? And I don't know, I drew my weapon and pointed it at the women.
Did you?
Just, I know what I did, okay? I have to live with that every day. Look, they got the message. And the two of them and the interpreter leave out the door. And I look back at the kid and I think, damn. Did I just take it away from its mother? But Ford is staring at me like rabid, eyes bugging out of his head, saying, they were early, too early, lied to me.
That, you didn't mention that in your testimony.
I know. I kind of skipped everything that happened in the room with the kid.
What did he mean by they were early?
No idea. I don't know. And he never explained it to me. Just shoved the kid in my arms and went back to that case with a syringe. He shouted at me, find a vein. And I was so confused. I don't know how to find a vein. And this kids are like thread. I'm just trying to buy some time thinking, should I just run? Try to make it out with the kid? When Ford wheels around again with the syringe and I jump back and shout, what are you doing? What's in that syringe? And he just laughs and tells me to give him the child. And we struggle over it. He wasn't as big as me, but he was strong. And the kid's wailing, burying its face in my shirt, and I see the syringe flash near my face, and I just saw red. Before I knew what was going on, I grabbed the syringe, stabbed it into Ford's side, and pushed the plunger. That stopped it. He fell back, and I didn't wait to see if he was okay.
Did you kill him?
I don't know.
Official reports say that he committed suicide.
Yeah, well, draw your own conclusions.
What happened then? What did you do with the child?
I was hell-bent on getting out of there. So I just sprinted down the maze of corridors, trying to look for an exit. The alarms were blaring. I could hear small arms fire in the distance. Didn't know where I was going, but away from the firefight was the general direction. And then, as I crashed through a door, I bowl over one of the women.
From the room? The mother?
No, not the mother. The other one. And she looks at me, and at the child. And she looks like she's gonna rip my throat out. And I just hold out the child and say, wait, here, take it. And she looks at me for a second. And I can hear the firefight getting closer. And finally, she takes it and rushes down the corridor and out of sight.
Do you know what happened to her?
No. No, I don't. I broke down. Right there in the middle of the hallway. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I just, what did I become? And then I ran back the other way down the hall and joined the firefight. The rest is in my testimony.
Did you ever see Ford again?
No. For a couple of weeks, I was sure I was done. Like, there must have been a camera in that room. But nothing ever came of it. And when I was indicted, it was for, well, you've read it. It was for 8 or 9 different things. But all violations of incarceration procedure. Nothing about Ford.
It was heroic of you, what you did for that child.
No. Don't do that. Just don't do that. You got what you need?
Do you know the name of the woman you gave the child to?
No. No idea. She was at the hearings. I remember seeing her. But she didn't mention the child either.
This is all extremely helpful. Thank you, Damon.
Yeah, don't do that. I get a whiff that that kid's in danger. Once you publish your article, you got a big problem coming, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You got that 300?
Yeah, here, it's in my HC, right over there.
Wellspring was created and produced by Walter Hoop in Cincinnati, Ohio. This episode was written by David Mavrikos and Teresa Spencer, with performances by Audrey Berteau and Billy Chase. Dialect coaching by Teresa Spencer. Music by Dylan Osius and intro theme by Dylan Osius and Peter Foley. Additional sound design by David Mavrikos and William Vaughn. Editing and mastering by David Mavrikos and Khalil Skyrick. Special thanks to Peter Foley and Walter Hoop's resident artists, Kelsey Nyheiser, Teresa Spencer, and Kristen St. Clair. Wellspring is a Walter Hoop production.